Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Totally Fit. And I'm your host, Lee Haney, 8-time Mr. Olympia. Glad to have you guys tuning in with me today. And hopefully you've told your friends about the show, because we always discuss some great information and trying to get the word out about ways to take better care of yourself and how to, you know, outrun the race of life. At least here at the end of life, we would have lived a good quality life. But thank you and welcome to the show. I'm located here in beautiful Atlanta, Georgia, to be specific, Fayetteville, Georgia. And man, it's a beautiful day. The sun is shining. I just came in from the outside, you know, messing around out there. You know, it's time to start pulling weeds again and also getting the yard prepped for the summer. So I'm enjoying that, plus the fact that I'm getting some good vitamin D3 out there, which comes directly from the sun. And that's also important, very important, in the way that it helps to build bone density, helps to regulate blood pressure, to balance the sugar level in the body, also clarity of the mind and so forth. So there's a lot of great things found in vitamin D3, which comes from sunlight. Of course, I'm not saying stay out there until you get a heat stroke. No, a good 15, 20 minutes a day is great. You know, if you can do it a couple of times a day, that's even better. But we're glad to have you here. And wherever you are, know that Totally Fit is just for you. This show is designed to help people and help you, you know, get along your way and have a happier, more productive life and a happier and a more productive lifestyle. We are now moving into the last couple of weeks for the Transformation Now Weight Loss Challenge. And we've gotten lots of emails concerning people who have made some tremendous progress in the way that they look, in the way that they feel. The detox program, which led the way, helped jumpstart their metabolism, gotten them feeling better, and so forth, gotten rid of lots of weights and bloat. So we have a lot of great testimonials already. Now, today's topic, we're going to continue to build upon that, but today's topic, we're going to be talking about finding your fountain of youth. It was taught years ago, and it was thought that there was a such thing as the fountain of youth. You know, even some of the earlier people who sought out to discover this great country, this great land, and, you know, not just here in America, but other countries, they were in search of the fountain of youth, which they thought was some type of spring of living water that could grant them health and long life and so forth. However, no one has found it yet. No one has found it yet. People are still in search of it. But guess what? I have the location. I have found the fountain of youth. And if you will, send me $10.99, and I will grant you the location. And you, too, find that fountain of youth, but have it for yourself. So for $10.99, I got it available just for you guys. Listen, kidding. Laugh out loud. I was only making a joke. But for some of you who listen, I'm sure you didn't find that to be too funny. You got all that excited. Oh, yeah. Finally got it. Lee Haney has it. Well, I do have it, but it don't come by way of $10.99. It comes by way of hard work, dedication, sacrifice, and purposely doing what it takes to keep yourselves healthy. That's what I have to offer. That's the only thing that I can give you. So, and it may cost a little bit more than $10.99, but depends on how you look at it. You know, your health is your wealth, and you can't put a price on that. I've had people that were wealthy to say to me, man, I would give anything just to have my health back or to have long-lasting health, because you can't find it in a bottle. You can't buy it. You can't negotiate it. It is what it is. You get whatever you put out. But health lies in purposely pursuing the things that keeps us healthy. And the things that keep us healthy and to help manage our age is Number one, nutrition. Number two is exercise. Number three is proper rest. Number four is being able to relax and to get plenty of sunlight and fresh air. All of these things are important in establishing and gaining the fountain of youth. No, we all will age, no doubt about it. I mean, I'm not the same guy as I was when I was 22 years old, and I'm sure a lot of you feel the same way. But guess what? Through exercise, good nutrition, and the things that I've just mentioned, I have been able to maintain good health. At least I'm not aging as fast as, you know, some of my schoolmates or some of the people that I know. I mean, you can really look at a person. You can tell whether they've taken care of themselves or not. I mean, bad nutrition, lack of exercise, stress, it shows on your face, period. It will, it sticks out like a sore thumb. But on the other hand, when you see people that are taking good care of themselves, they purposely sought out the things that make them feel better and so forth, you can see it and you can tell it. So I'm going to share some of the things that I've learned over my last, I would say, 56 years. That's my age now, 56. I feel good. I'm functional. I can run, jump. I don't wake up every morning with pains and so forth. I don't even recall the time that I woke up and said, man, I feel terrible. I don't feel terrible because I do the things that keep me healthy. So I feel good when I wake up in the morning. Oh, yes, I don't feel the same when I was 22. However, I do feel good. You know, I stretch a little here, stretch a little bit there. Once I get the engine rolling, I'm good for the rest of the day. So, but there's a key to getting that and keeping that. So let us talk a little about some of those things. And two of the examples that I've had a chance to personally get to know over the period of time and over the years has been one of my mentors, Mr. Joe Weider. And as a lot of you may know, Mr. Weider created the magazine Muscle and Fitness, Flex Magazine, Shape Magazine for the ladies, and several other publications. And he lived to the right old age of 93. 93 years old. When I met Joe, he was already 60. Because, of course, it didn't dawn on me at that particular time that he was 60 years old because he had so much energy. He was so busy doing so many different things, making visions happen, creating this and creating that. His energy was just wide open all the time. And his beautiful wife, Betty Weider, who is still living now, still beautiful, and Betty is in her late 80s or close to 90, still in great shape, still carrying that tiny waist. I think it's around a little over 16 inches or maybe 18, but she is still a beautiful lady, even in her senior years. And then the other mentor that I looked up to and had a chance to meet over the years, Mr. Jack LaLanne. He died at the ripe old age of 94. Both of these gentlemen were examples of the benefits of exercise, nutrition, enjoying the moment, learning to relax. And yes, they worked hard. And so both lived long, healthy, productive lives. And may I also add that Mr. Jack LaLanne, beautiful wife, is still alive, still healthy, still looks great. I don't know what it is. The ladies just outlive us guys. I wonder what that's all about. But you know what's so cool? I thank God has blessed us men to live long enough to make sure that our wives have been taken care of so that they can continue to carry on and live out the rest of their life without stress and reap the harvest of the hard work that we dedicated to making sure that they would be taken care of once we depart this earth. So I really applaud both of these gentlemen for all that they have meant in my life and the example that they have left for all of us in the way of health, fitness, and nutrition. Now, let's go over, if we will, some of the important elements of finding your own personal fountain of youth. And it does exist. I see it all the time. I've had the honor of working with some beautiful men and women, but particularly ladies, who were well in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, and they look fantastic. I mean, just totally blown away. And when you ask any of them about, you know, what it is that keeps them young and looking great, they always talk about nutrition. They always talk about exercise, drinking clean water and so forth, and learning to stay in the moment and not allowing stress to rip them apart. One of my dear friends is Jeannie DeFrano. Jeannie set the world record at running a mile under 7 minutes. But Jeannie's regimen is incredible. She exercises on a regular basis, a daily basis. She eats plenty of vegetables, high in fiber. She drinks quality water. Matter of fact, when Jeannie travels, which we've been on the road before, she takes her water with her. She don't trust the normal municipal systems that make water available, public waters and so forth, because, yes, they do have chemicals. So she takes care that she's drinking the right water. Another good friend of mine, Miss Ernestine Shepherd, beautiful, over 75 years young, and she's still sporting a six-pack at her mature age. Looks absolutely beautiful. One of my friends was flying, I don't know exactly where he's coming back from, Baltimore somewhere on the trip, and he said to me, "Lee, I saw this beautiful senior lady walk down the aisle with a long salt and pepper ponytail running down her back, and her shoulders were out, or was exposed, and it was people just running, flocking behind her, and wondering, who is this?" And I said to him, I said, "Jeff, I think you just met Miss Ernestine Shepherd." He said, "Lee, she was absolutely beautiful." But guess what? Ernestine is generally up around 4 o'clock. You know, she'll have her morning breakfast. She begins her exercise regimen around 4:30, 5 o'clock, and she's true to that. Then, of course, her husband takes very good care of her, so she's not stressed out, and her beauty will last for years to come. But there's just two other examples of two beautiful women, and I know many more, that are on top of this exercise program. They have found the fountain of youth. Now, this is what has to happen. You have to purpose to find out about nutrition, about exercise. It's just not going to happen. When I say purposely, we have to look into eating good, clean nutrition. You know, find out what's inside of the food. You have to become educated, an educated consumer. Read labels. You know, find out what's inside of the foods that you're eating. Take time to read that. And then learn how they work inside of your body. You know, what is the function of protein? What is the function of carbohydrates? What is the function of fat? How long does it stay inside of your body? Why is fiber so important? You know, just don't half-heartedly just wander through your journey and not find out about these things. You know, knowledge is power, and you want to get understanding. You want to get wisdom. So you need to read your labels. Find out. Do some research. Listen, I want to know what's going inside of my body before I put it in there. You know, I'm not just going to go to the store and just randomly buy things. You know, processed foods, which is a bunch of, as what it says, processed. It's just very little nutrition in processed foods, if any whatsoever. They have things that allow them to have longer shelf life. And so if that being the case, when you put this stuff inside of your body, it mummifies your system. So you want to be very careful of that. A lot of people are dealing with bad health issues because of the lack of education. But not that the knowledge is not there. It's there. All you have to do, we live in an information-driven society now. All you have to do is go to the Internet and find out how long does it take a particular food to digest? You know, what is the function of carbohydrates? You know, the different categories of carbohydrates, complex carbohydrates, simple carbohydrates. How long do they stay inside of my body? Let's look at protein. What are the better sources of protein? Is it vegetable protein? Is that the best source? Or is meat the best sources? Which one should I use and make a part of my diet? You have to educate yourself. What are the better fats? Is saturated fats better? Is unsaturated fats? Which ones work better in your system? Which foods will digest better in the body that doesn't cause a lot of stress to be placed on the liver, the kidney, the digestive system? You've heard me mention in the body, the food's out of the body. You don't want things that are going to lay around your system for a longer period of time, which causes you to become bloated and your body become impacted with waste and so forth. So why is fiber important? Why do I need so many grams or certain number of grams of fiber every day? Why is it recommended I take in 5 to 7 servings of fruits and veggies a day? Why do these things exist? Well, as a consumer, you need to find out. Take your time to find out. And those who have found out, guess what? They have tapped into the fountain of their youth. They live longer. They feel better. They look better. Their energy level is higher. And they are not struck by a lot of sickness and disease as most of the people in our society are, because they take out time to do what is necessary to find out. You have to do your research. Just don't be an okie-dokie person and just following the status quo of eating garbage and putting things in your mouth and saying, well, you know, hey, you know, you ought to got to die with something. Well, I don't want to die with anything. I want to live as long as I can, and I want that this life to be as I possibly can. So let's do some homework, you know, of finding out what's better. Now, we all know that vegetables are high in fiber. Fruits are also high in fiber. Why is fiber necessary? That's necessary to get rid of waste and bloat inside of your body. It's also necessary to help cut cholesterol in your system and so forth. Well, now, when it comes to carbohydrates, what should that look like? Well, it should look like things that are high in fiber. Sweet potatoes is great. You also have carbohydrates such as brown rice, which is great. Lentils, which is great. Then you have other forms of beans, which is a combination of carbohydrates and protein. It's a known fact. And again, do your research. That vegetarians live longer than meat eaters because meat does bring about a certain amount of stress to your liver and the kidney because it takes the body longer to digest these particular type of foods or these particular sources of protein. Not to say you can't eat them. Of course, I do chicken almost every day, that or either. But then the majority of my calories come by way of carbohydrates and greens and veggies and those kinds of things. Those type of foods keep your system nice and healthy. And it also keeps the digestive system moving and keeping waste pushed out of the body. You have to do that. You got to be smart about things such as that. Then, of course, you have your other foods, your let's say your proteins like chicken, like steak or pork. Which one is better, chicken or fish or steak versus steak or pork? Well, of course, chicken and fish is going to digest a lot quicker than steak or pork, which generally these foods may take anywhere between 24 to 48 hours to digest in a healthy body when it comes to steak or either pork, which is the reason why I lean more towards chicken or fish, which are much better choices. The choice is even better than that. Guess what, guys? Are beans, lentils. Those type of carbohydrates and proteins. Now, you can look, you can have a combination of them, but let's be smart. I talked before in some of the latter shows about protein and foods that are in and out of the body. Anytime there's a vegetarian type of meal that's being given, the body's going to break it down a lot faster than it will meat. So let's be smart about that, and let's be educated and use that type of knowledge to our benefit. Now, let's talk about the other element, which is an important part of finding your fountain of youth. We talked about nutrition. Now let's move into exercise, which is extremely important. It is so beautiful today here in Atlanta, Georgia. The sun is shining. Guess what? I just talked to my wife a few minutes ago. We may get outside and watch the car. You know, I may get out and pull out a few more weed. Or we're definitely going to go speed walking. Sometimes it's like, okay, let's watch the car to do speed walking. But either way it goes, that is exercise. And exercise in any form is good for you, particularly controlled exercise. Not things that are going to tear you apart, such as you know, overextending yourself by doing the type of exercises that a 20-year-old would do, you know. And one of them is CrossFit. That is a tough physical deal. Hey, it'll get you in shape real fast, but it's not the kind of program that you're gonna use as a regular functional part of your training. You know, when it comes to, you know, a more lifestyle type of training, speed walking is better. Using the elliptical or the treadmill, these type of things are better. Using dumbbells is better, light dumbbells. Using bands are better. Even functional training, exercise machine works very well. You know, when it comes to a free weight movement, particular things like snatches or cleans and so forth, let's leave that to the youngsters. You know, that particularly at my age, being 56, I prefer the speed walking. I prefer a light, slight jog on a grassy area, not on concrete, pavement. Let's be smart about that. We want to make sure we have those natural shock absorbers being given, which is in grass or soft-type flooring, because our joints and tendons are not as they used to be. You know, so we want to be smart and recognize that. So speed walking is a great thing to do. Plus, you're out there in the sun. You get a little vitamin D3, which is great for the overall health of the body. That's super. Fantastic. And then particularly if you're walking with your wife, hey, that's what I love to do, holding hands. Yeah, that's a little foreplay. Guess what happened later? So let's make that smart about that. Get out and exercise. Make it happen. Now, I think I mentioned before, if you don't have an exercise program or one in which you have knowledge of or don't belong to a gym or have a personal trainer, then you can order my Total Body Workout DVD, which you can find at www.leehaney.com. That's LeeHaney.com. Order your DVD. It's instructional. It can take you step by step on how to work out. And matter of fact, my beautiful wife Shirley is in there. Also, my daughter Olivia, my son Joshua, and one of my IFS trainers, Jennifer. She's in there too. She has an awesome personal training business. So I have a whole team approach to what we do. And so we'll take very good care of you with that. Also, we have the Cuba Aerobics. My man who made Cupid Shuffle, he has an awesome aerobic DVD. You can also find that at LeeHaney.com. Okay, now let's talk about the third thing. Third thing is proper rest. You have to get your rest. That's extremely important. I try to get in at least around 7 to 8 hours. I can't make an 8. It just, you know, after 7 hours, sometimes 6.5, I'm ready to go, you know, get my day started and get my day rolling. But 7 to 8 hours, I highly recommend, because the body has to have time to recover or to reboot itself. That's when your system is repairing cell and tissue, when you're at rest. So that's extremely important. You know, try to get yourself in bed on time so that your body can recover. You'll be ready to start a new day fresh. It's nothing like being tired and going through the day or being tired and trying to exercise. I mean, you've had to work 8, 9 hours, then you was in the car for at least 2 hours going to and fro to work, and then you only got 4 hours or 5 hours of sleep. You're not going to make it long doing that. You have no energy left for exercise. You just want to go home and fall on the sofa and go to sleep. Or you say, well, let me take one of these whatever kind of energy drinks, and that'll push me to get through this workout. Well, that's not good either. You can't whoop a tired horse, and shouldn't whoop a tired horse. Your body has to have rest. It must have rest in order to recover. If not, the aging process will speed up, and your systems will not recover. You'll feel terrible. You will look terrible. Your performance level would take a nosedive and nothing happens. Sexually, it is not going to work either. No. In order to percolate, you have to circulate. Let me make clear I say that. In order to percolate, you have to circulate. And you have to have proper rest in order to make any of that happen. Okay? So getting that rest is important. because when that happens, the body produces natural growth hormone, which gets our systems up and running properly. So you got to have that. A few minutes ago, well, before I came on the show, you know, I start my day off early and so forth, but, you know, during the day, I listen to some nice jazz. Matter of fact, I was listening to Foreplay a few minutes ago. Cool, relaxing and so forth, because I'm going through my day. You know, I play some cool music, you know, keep me energized and so forth. And so it does make a big difference. Got to enjoy the moment, you know, and get your proper rest. Now, let's look at number four, getting sunlight. That's real important. Getting out, getting some good sunlight and some fresh air. That's everything. You know, taking time to look up in the sky, you know, to take a walk, some sunlight. I mean, I spend that as a time to pray and to meditate, to thank the good Lord for another day. Thank you for health, strength. I pray for wisdom. I pray that I don't get anxious because, listen, when you're out there in the business world, we rip and run and going to and fro with all types of things happening throughout our life, some things we can't control. A lot of stuff we won't be able to control. Some things you're going to have to pray about because you can't do anything about it. So what do you do when you don't know what to do? And rest in knowing that God got you covered. So you have to rest that mind. And walking in through nature, which me and my beautiful wife love to do, we get out on nature trails, we enjoy ourselves, we take a nice walk. It is so soothing. And so I come back with the right frame of mind. I feel good, and I'm ready to take on the world after that. So now let's talk about supplementation. Now, for those of you who can't get out, who's stuck in the office all day long, who don't see the sunlight from morning to evening, you must, and I highly recommend, take a D3 supplement. It's been proven that those who lack D3 will have health issues. D3 helps the body regulate the blood sugar level. It also helps to regulate high blood pressure. It also cancer, and it also gives brain clarity. It does a number of things. It also helps to build bone density. So you have to have D3. It's recommended that you take in anywhere between 5,000 to 10,000 international units a day. Now, that's once you've gotten your D3 back online and back in balance. A lot of times, doctors recommend as much as 50,000 IUs vitamin D3 per day until you get your system back online. Then you can back down to 5,000 to 10,000 IUs. So I highly recommend that. That can make all the difference in the world. Now, for those of you who never detox, now I talk about our detox quite a bit on the show here because detoxing the body, getting rid of waste and bloat can make a huge difference in the way you feel and the way you recover. And again, we're talking about finding the fountain of youth. If your system is clogged with waste and bloat, you've never done a detox program, then you have to do that in order to bring your system back online and give it the best opportunity to feel better and to function better. So detoxing will do just that. Now, we have what is called a 7-day systemic cleansing and detox program. Now, it includes a combination of herbs like milk thistle, burdock root, red clover, garlic, a cranberry extract powder, lemon. Did it have your cake outlaw? You have your senna, your coscara. All of these different things that help clean the liver, bloodstream, kidney, urinary system, also the colon. So I found that, and we have testimonials, that people who follow that detox for 7 days have directed lose anywhere between 6, some lose as much as 11 pounds. And you have along with that your eating program to go along with it. So if you want to optimize your health, get that metabolism kicked up, get some energy flowing in your body, I highly recommend you start with your systemic cleansing and detox program. And a lot of what we found, too, when people are doing the detox, that a lot of the cravings go away. And cravings is similar to having a busted carburetor. You have gas that is not getting where it needs to, so you put more and more gas in the car. You're still not getting any. You're still not getting better gas mileage. So you have a busted carburetor. If you not detox your system in the last, let's say, the last year or so, and some people have never detoxed your system, which means you've driven your car for 10 years and you've never changed the oil in the filter. You can't get maximum health if you haven't done that. So you have to detox the system, get it back online, feel better. And that, again, is one of the key factors in finding your fountain of youth, finding your way back to energy, to feeling better, and to recovering better, performing better. All of this happens when the body is back online. The other thing, drinking good quality water. I can't emphasize how important quality water is. I try to get it at least around 8 to 10 glasses of water a day. I start my day in the morning. My first deal in the morning, I have some hot tea, green tea, which is very good for the systems. After I have my green tea with lemon, I use a bit of honey in it, which honey acts as a natural antibiotic and so forth. Then I have another 8 ounces of water go along with that. So it gets my system jump started for the day. So I have my water, and I make sure that during the day I take in additional water. I love spring water. I prefer spring water. I don't do distilled water, although I recommend it while doing your detoxing that time only to totally flush the system, because you're going to be picking up a lot of your nutrients from your herbs while detoxing anyway. So I highly recommend that. So detoxing the system is extremely important, something I highly recommend. Then we have what is called a fat burner. Now, there's no such thing as a fat burner. Nothing burns fat, but since the language and the mindset is that I got a fat burner, we're taking a fat burner, then we generally use that terminology on the label of our products. But you can't burn fat unless it's connected to all the other things you should be doing. Now, there are supplements and nutrients that can help the body burn calories more efficiently, which is like your choline, inositol, methionine, chronopicolinate, L-carnitine, B6. All of these things are part of our fat-burning complex and our supplements, which we make available to those who would go online and order the products, who's looking for ways to help enhance the metabolism. And there's a combination of things, as I just mentioned. Number one is good, clean eating. Number two, regular exercise. Number three, make sure you get your proper rest, because metabolism fails when your system is offline. When the body is healthy, metabolism works properly. The body will burn calories more efficiently. The body don't produce as much of the cortisol, which causes your system to slow down, or causes your metabolism to slow down. So you want to make sure that the system gets the right amount of rest. Then your supplement. So the supplements help enhance everything else you should be doing properly anyway. So if you follow that rule of thumb as it relates to the supplement program, as it relates to getting your proper rest, as it relates to being on a regular exercise program, as it relates to following good quality nutrition, clean nutrition, educating yourself on what to put in your body and what not to put in your body, then you will, without a doubt, be able to grasp the fountain of youth. I want to look good, feel good, and I love feeling good and looking good, you know, past 55. I want this to be the same testimony that I have when I get 75 and 80, that I feel good and that I look good. And it's all found in the information that I just given. So please do that, adhere to that, and I guarantee you, you will be a healthier, more productive person. Now, for more information, you can join our online community, our online health and fitness community. It doesn't cost anything. Just fill out the information. You get exercise tips there. You get eating tips, everything that we're talking about here, you get to listen in on. And please tell your friends about our fitness blog to get more and more people on board so they can listen to what we have to say. What we have to say can make all the difference in how long you live and how you feel and how you look. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend. God bless you. And I look forward to being with you again. Have a totally fit day.